Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to begin about 18-19 lines down from the top of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph with the words Leimu Ketanoi. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas Ida Altman, Chaya Hudel Bas Yaakov Leib, and also Ann Applebaum, Zlota Bas Rev Zev. All the Nishams we learned for Shadav and Leah from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety and the success of the Chayalim. They should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim. They should be successful in all of their endeavors. And Be'ezus Hashem, they should be Shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the Gemara. Again, 18-19 lines down from the top of Metziah, Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, with the words, Lema Katanoi. The machlokas we had between Rabba and Rava regarding whether a simen, he'osui lidros, if a simen on an item is going to eventually be rubbed away because people are treading on it, do we or do we not say that that's a simen? Rava holds, in fact, it is a simen. The simen ha'aser lidros, heavy simen, whereas the Rabba holds that a simen ha'aser lidores is not considered a simen. So let us say that this machlokas between Rabba and Rava Amarayim is the same as the machlokas in our Mishnah between Rav Meir the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Because we said in our Mishnah, if there's something unusual about the item that was lost, then you're obligated to go and announce it, and you can't keep it for yourself, and you have to say, did somebody lose this unusual item? Ketzad, what is an example of this? Motzo igul, if you found a cake of figs, ubisocho cheres, and inside of it was a shard of pottery. Or you found a kikar, a loaf of bread, ubisocho mos, and there was money inside of it. So the opinion of Rav Yehuda is that this is unusual and it therefore must be announced. That implies that the Tanakama Rav Meir disagrees. Michlal, Tanakama Rav Meir Savar, Hare Elu Shelo, that you don't have to go and announce these. Now, what is the fundamental understanding of this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in regards to these unusual items, the eagle, the vela, that has inside of it a shard of pottery, or the kikar, the loaf of bread, that has inside of it money? Why does Rav Meir say that you do not have to announce it, you can keep it, whereas Rav Yehuda says you have to go keep it? So, the Gemara first assumes, Savrua, they wanted to suggest that the Kulei Alma, in fact, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, Simen Haba Me'e Love Havi Simen, that a Simen that is coming on its own, in other words, we're assuming right now that even if this shard of pottery was not placed there intentionally, or the money somehow was not placed there intentionally, and it entered into the dough, fell out of somebody's pocket, it went into the dough, that's a simen haba me'elav, it comes by itself. Nevertheless, that's a valid simen, heavy simen. And likewise, we're assuming right now, umavir and al-okhlam, the people in fact do pass over food, and therefore it will get trampled over there. So therefore, the machlokas we want to suggest now, lema kitanoi, this machlokas of Rabba and Rava, is this simen ha'asui lidoreis, is it considered a good simen or not, is exactly this machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Because my lab is simen ha'asui lidoreis, commingly, aren't they arguing about this? Mar sovar mireya, the Tanakama holds, lo heavy simen, it's not a simen, and therefore the person can keep it. However, umar sovar Yehuda holds, heavy simen, it is in fact a simen. Oh, let us say, leimu ketanoi. So the Gemara is going to answer both for Rava and Rabba. And we'll have actually two versions of what these answers are. So the first version goes as follows. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Zid said over the name of Rava, who holds that a simen ha'asur lidores is in fact a good simen, and he says, because if you hold the other way, Esau k'daitoch the Tanakava, the kosovar Tanakama, simen ha'asur lidores lo heavy simen, if you in fact wanted to suggest that this is the machlokes, so then we got a problem. Because if the Tanakama, Rav holds that a simen ha'asur lidores is not considered a valid simen, and that's why you don't have to announce these things, umavir and al-okhlim, but if he also says that you pass over food, that people will go and tread on it, they're not going to pick it up, so then why would you say the kikaris shel balabayis, which is surabim, am I makwes? Then why would you have to announce the kikaris shel balabayis, which are unique? Why would you have to announce them? If you assume that he says, simen osu lidoris, lo habi simen, so then they're going to get trampled, and it's not going to be a simen, and you shouldn't have to announce them. Yet we said, both by implication and in the next Mishnah, that it says that the kikaris of a balabayis, even in the Rishus Rabbim, they have to be announced. So obviously, Rav Zvid says in the name of Rava that that can't be it. This is not a machlokas between the Tanakama, Rav Meir, and Rav Yehuda as to whether simen osu lidoris is a simen or is not a simen. And in fact, Elam Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Rav Zvid says in the name of Rava, this is the way you have to understand Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. In fact, the Kulei Alma Sabrei, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold simen osu lidoris, heavy simen. They both hold like me that it still is a valid simen. They also hold umavir in our Oakland, that people do pass over the food and leave it there, and therefore it will get Doris on. Therefore, v'hacha b'simen haba me'elav komifligi. And we're arguing over here as to whether or not a simen that comes by itself, this shard of pottery wasn't placed there, it just got in there. The coins into the loaf of bread just got in there, they weren't placed there. Is that a valid simen or not? And the Tanakama saw the Rameyer holds simon habo mi'elav lo heavy simon, and that's why you can keep it. Whereas for Yehuda Sover, no, even though it didn't get placed there by you, the shorter pottery just found its way in there somehow, the coins found their way in there somehow, nevertheless, heavy simon. And that is what Rav Zvid says, the name of Rava, is how you have to understand the machlokes between Rav Meir, the Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda. But they all agree, in fact, kuli amo savre simon osli dore is heavy simon. That's the way Rava would understand our Mishnah. No, what about Rabba? How does he understand the machlokes between Rabbi and Yehuda? He says, no. Rabba amar loch, du kuli am in fact, simon asur l'doris lo evi simon. They all both hold like me, that a simon that is going to get trampled on is not considered a valid simon. The person will be misyayish, and therefore it's not a valid simon, you don't have to announce it. And they also both agree, they mavir nalochim, that nobody will pass over food and leave it on the floor, and therefore they will pick it up. Now, then what are they arguing about? They're arguing about if a simon comes naturally by itself, it fell in the shard of pottery, the coins fell in there, is that considered a simon or not? The Rameyer, the Tanakama Sovar, in fact, that would low heavy simon would not be a simon, whereas Yehuda Sovar heavy simon. Oh, it is a simon. And that is what the machlokes is. But in fact, according to Rabba, they all hold like him, simon osu lidoreis, low heavy simon. That is the first version of the machlokes between the Tanakama, Rebbeya, and Rebbe Yehuda, as understood both by Rava and by Rabba. Now we have a second version of the entire discussion. Ika the Amre, the original assumption when we said Lema Kitanoi, let us say that this is in fact that machlokis about Simon Osuli Doris, is a Simon or is not a Simon, when we wanted to suggest that's what Rebbeya and Rebbe Yehuda are arguing about. Savrua, they originally held the Kuli Amma, Simon Abomielov, heavy Simon. That if a Simon comes by itself, it wasn't placed there, but the shorter pottery got in there, the coins got in there, so then it is considered a valid Simon. And in fact, we want to suggest v'simon osu lidoris lo evi simon. That both Rebbeinu and the Tanakama actually say that a simon that is going to be destroyed, it's going to be trampled on, is not a simon like Rabba held. However, my lab. But then, what are we saying? The machlokis is on. The machlokis must be on. Then, but ma'avirid al ochem kamivli. They're arguing about whether people trample on food or not. The ma'aser by the Tanakama holds the ma'avirid. They trample on food, and since Simon also the Doris, law of Simon, so that's why you don't have to announce it according to the Tanakama. Whereas Marsov of Yehuda holds that in fact, Amavirin, people don't pass over the food and nobody will trample on it, and therefore it has a valid Simon. It's not a Simon of Osuli Doris, it's a valid Simon because people won't trample on it, and therefore it is a good Simon, and that's why you have to announce it. And that's what the Malchokus is, and right now we're assuming that they're not arguing about Simon Osuli Doris. They all hold, in fact, in this situation, that low heavy Simon. But the one rejects this because Rava would have a problem with this. So Rava says, "I'm a Rizid Mishrei the Rava." That can't be because Isoka Daitoch. If you're telling me that the Sava Tanakama Simon also the Doris Lo Avi Simon, if you're telling me that that's what he in fact holds, then we also hold Umavir and Al Oakland that people do pass over food and would trample on it. So therefore, Kikaro Shabalabayis Bishusa Rabim. Then the Kikaro Shabalabayis that are in the Bishusa Rabim, if that Simon is going to get trampled on and therefore it's not considered Simon, am I machris? Then why should you have to announce it? But we say you do have to announce it. So therefore, that can't be correct. And therefore, Rav Zvid says in the name of Rava, Elo Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava, in fact, the Kuli Amar Savre, Simon Eosu Lidar is heavy Simon. Both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold like me. Then in fact, a Simon that will be trampled on is in fact still a good Simon. Umavirin ala Oakland. And people do in fact pass by food and they will trample on this. And therefore, their Simon is still a good Simon. The Hacha, so what are they arguing about? Misimon haba me'elav komitligate. Rav Meir and Yehuda are arguing about a simon that was put there not intentionally, but came on its own. The shorter pottery fell into the igule dvela. The money fell into the kikaros. So therefore, misimon haba me'elav komitligate. The Tanakama of Rav Meir holds the Tanakama holds simon haba me'elav low heavy simon, and that's why you don't have to announce it. For Yehuda Sava, it is a good simon, even though it came on its own. You didn't place it there, heavy simon, and therefore that's why you have to announce it. And that, according to Rava, everybody holds like him that the kuli am up. In fact, a simon also the doris is a good simon. That's not what they're arguing about, and they're only arguing about a simon haba me'elav. That's how Rava understands the machlokes. How does Rava understand it? Rava or Maloch? No. In fact, they all hold like me. The Kuli Amma Simon Osuli Doris, low heavy Simon. In fact, everybody holds like me. Rameh and Rehuda both hold like me that a Simon that is Osuli Doris, it will eventually be trampled on. It's not considered a good Simon. and the Ein Ma'avir Al Ochlim, and nobody will pass over food, so therefore nobody will trample on this. And that's why we could have a machlokis over here. What's the machlokis? B'simen Abo, Me'elav Komit L'Gid. They're arguing about whether a simen that comes by itself, the shard of pottery that fell into the Gulei Dvela, the coins that fell into the Kikaros, they fell in unintentionally. B'simen Abo, Me'elav Komit L'Gid. That's what Ramey and Rehuda argue about. Simen Abo, Me'elav is what they're arguing about. Tanakama Sofer, Simen Abo, Me'elav, Lo Evi Simen. The Tanakama says it's not a good simen, and therefore that's why you don't have to announce it. You can keep it. Whereas Rehuda Sofer, Heavy Simen, Rehuda says it is a good simen, and that's why you have to announce it. Okay, so there are two different ways to understand the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, the first version that we had, and the second version we had, but it is not revolving around, the Lema Kitanoi is incorrect, it's not revolving around whether we say Simon Osli Doris, heavy Simon or low heavy Simon, that's not what it's arguing about. Now we have a couple of halachic psak from the name of Rav Zvid in the name of Rava. Amr Zvid, Mishmei the Rava, Kalolo the Aveda, so the general rule in regards to an Aveda is, Kivan the Omar, Vai lo lichisaron kis. As soon as the original owner of the object says, "Oi, I lost my money on this one." In other words, I have essentially given up. Even though he didn't say, "Hereby hinni dimuchur mezumin," that I'm misyayish. He doesn't officially state I'm misyayish, but he says, "Oi, I lost money on this one. That object that I lost, it ain't coming back." So that's essentially miyayish leimino. That is essentially a loshon of giving up hope. Even though he didn't state, I hereby am misyayish, if he says, vai lo l'chisaron kis, woe is to me on this money that I have lost, so that's essentially yayish. And therefore, the dinim of yayish then apply. Another psak, Yom HaRivzid Mishrei the Rav, another psak, he says, Hilchasa, krichos b'shus harabim. These small little bundles of sheaves that we find in the shus harabim, hare'elu shalo, they belong to the person himself. However, the person who finds them, he can keep them. However, it depends. If it seems to have fallen haphazardly, and therefore there is no simon on the place, so then, the person who finds it allowed to keep it. However, if it was specifically, deliberately placed over there, you can tell that they're all gathered together nicely and put in a nice spot. No tell, you go and take it, umachris. But you're not allowed to keep it. You have to go and announce it. Did anybody lose something? Because Rava holds that the makom is considered a simon. So he'll say, I found such and such an item. And if the person can come and say, oh, I left it over there in that specific spot, so then that would be a valid simon. Now, Rashi asks an interesting question. Why don't you leave it over there? Why are you going to go and take it? So, as Rashi says in Iderach Hinuach, no telumachwiz, so you announce the place, makom. Velo yanichem shom, shami yimtsoim akom. So Rashi says, you announce it was found in such and such a place. And the person will say, oh, I lost something in such and such a place. The Tosus had said that you go and announce what was lost. And the person will say, I left it over there in such and such a place. But why don't we say that you go and leave it there? Because Shema Yimtsoim Akum, we're concerned that a guy is going to find it who doesn't have the dinam of Hashavas Aveda, V'yitlem, and maybe he'll go take it. Or alternatively, V'shema Shachacham Abalim, or the Balim forgot about it. They never gave up hope, they just forgot about it. And therefore, when you say, I found something there, that will remind them, and therefore, there is no Yeish in this situation, and you have to go and return it when it was specifically placed there, because Makum is a valid simon. Now, that is the din that Rava says. However, v'zeh b'davar shein bo simon. He's only talking here about if it doesn't have a simon on it, and therefore the place would be the simon. However, abo b'davar sheyesh bo simon. But if it actually has a place on it, Rava l'shitasu, as Rashi says, that ha'asi l'doris is a good simon, heavy simon, so the person's not going to be misyayish. Abo b'davar sheyesh bo simon, it doesn't make any difference. Lo shno b'shus harabim. It doesn't make a difference whether it was lost in the b'shus harabim. Lo shno b'shus hayachim. Or was lost in a private area. Bein derech tefila, whether it fell haphazardly. Bein derech hanocha. Or is it clearly placed over there? The bottom line is, because it has a simon on it, the guy's not going to be misyayish from it, because it's a simon that he can always give on it, and he doesn't expect it to go and be trampled upon. Even if it is, he doesn't give up hope. A simon, ha'asi l'doris, still is considered a simon, and therefore, he doesn't give up hope, and chayav l'hachruz. Therefore, the person that finds it is going to have to go and announce it. Okay, we turn to Chav Gimel on base where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Umachirozos shel dogim." If you found these fish that were strung together, so then that is not considered something that has a simon on it, and you're allowed to go and keep it yourself. So the Gemara asks, "Why am I have a kesher simon? Why don't we let the tie, the knots that are on this string of fish, let that go and be the simon? That be the marker that you can go and say, this is my string of fish because it was tied in such and such a unique way." So it makes sense because it's not a unique tie. Bikitra de tzayada. All the tzayadim, all the fishermen who capture fish and string them up in this way, they all tied it in the same way. Yeah, you're 100% right. If it was a unique knot, that would be a simon. But there was a general standard way that they would tie it up. Bekitra d'tzayada, the kuliyama hachi mikatre, and that's the way they all would tie it up, and therefore that can't be a valid simon. The Gemara says, "Well, every minyan simon, let it be the number of fish. There were seven fish that I had tied up over there. Three fish that I had tied up over there. Let that be the simon. And therefore, why do we say that he can keep it? He should have to announce, I found fish, and if the person can say what type of knot it was, or if it was not a unique knot, he can say how many fish there were. That should be a simon. So the Gemara says again, b'minyana d'shavir, because it was a standard way that they would go and string up these fish. So they had this standard string." There were no special knots on it, and everybody put, let's say, five fish on it. So therefore, that either the way it was tied up, the string or the knots or the number of the fish, none of that would be a simon. The Mefarshim should point out, if in fact there was something unusual about it, so then that would be a simon. If he put up a different number of fish than the standard number, it was knotted in a certain way, use a different type of string, so all of those would be valid simonim, and then the person would have to announce it. Now, Boy, me name me Rav Sheshes. They answer Sheshes the following shayla: Minyan heavy simon or low heavy simon? Is the number considered normally a simon, or is it not considered a simon? Now, it says on the side that you should look in Tosus and Yavamos, and there Tosus clearly says that it's not a simon. So the Gemara there says it's not a simon, so what are we asking over here? So Tosus answers over there that that was a different situation. That was when people put it away in the same number, so that number is not a simon. It's like we said here now, the minyana de shabin. So therefore, that isn't the answer to our question. Our question is when the minyana is not shabin, when there isn't a set amount, is that considered a good simon, or is that not considered a good simon? That's what the answer of Sheshes, and he told them. Omalu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes answered them, and he said, Tanisua, we learned in the Braisa. It says, now the girsa that we have is Matzah, Clay kesef uchle nechoshes. You found utensils that were made out of silver, or utensils that were made out of copper, or gisteron shaleva, or pieces of a lead type of a kli, or v'chol clay matchas, or any type of a metal kli, harei ze lo yachser. You don't go and return it. Ad sheyitein oz, unless the person can give a specific simon, a specific oz, o ad sheyichavin mishkolosav, or he can tell you its weight exactly. Now, if you see oz aleph in the gra, he has a different girsa. And if you see the Gra, he says that we leave out the word matzah kli kesef. He says it's matzah kesef unechoshes, that we're dealing here with just you found some silver or some copper or a piece of lead, and then it says not v'kol klei matchis v'kol mine matchis, or pieces of metal. He says kach tzorich lomar, and he says ayin in the Rosh and ayin in Rashi, and Rashi on daf chav dalet amud beis says because a kli is always a simon. By definition, if it's in a kli, it's a simon. So that's why the Gra says there's a printer's error over here, and you have to leave out the word kli in the three places that it's mentioned over here: the kli kesef, kli nechoshes, and kli matkas. And in each time, it's just that you found silver, or you found copper, or you found metal, without it being in the shape of a kli. In that situation, you don't give it back. Until you give a simon, or that you say how much it weighed. Now, Rav Sheshes says, you see, that if you know how much it weighs, that is valid as a simon. Or with the mishkol levi simon, if weight is a simon, so then mida uminyan. So then the dimensions of it, or the count, the minyan, also nami hevi simon. From the weight, you can learn out the others as well. And therefore, all of these are good simonim, according to Rav Sheshes. As long as they're unique, they're good simonim. Now, Tosu says over here, in Dibur Maskel Mida Mishkal, he says, Mashma de mida adifa. It implies that mida is better of a simon than the minyan. I even told my bar minon inasein omer mishkalosav below omer midas orcho v'rochbo. That if there's two people, one can tell you its weight, and the other one can tell you its dimensions. It implies that you give it to the one that tells you the weight. Mashma de mishkal habi simon tvei. That the weight is a better simon than the others. So Tosus answers, no. That was talking about a garment. They ain't derech lishko. We don't weigh garments, but you know the dimensions. It was a 24 by 24 talis cotton, as opposed to it weighed 3 ounces. So therefore, hasav vadi mishkal lotiv. In that situation, while the dimensions for clothing are important in general, the mishkal is more important. The weight is more important than the dimensions. Okay. Then we continue back to the Gemara. We quote the Mishnah that says, "V'chaticho shabas v'chule." If you have pieces of meat, they also don't have to be announced. They belong to the person who found them. So the Gemara asks again, "Am I? Why is that so? Let the mishkala simon. Let the weight of the piece of meat be a simon." So we give a similar teretz like we did with the charuzas of the fish. The mishkala d'shavin. Just like by the fish, we said that there was a certain set way that it was strung up and a certain number. So to over here, the weight of the meat was so, it was 1 pound meat, 2 pound meat. So therefore, the mishkal is all the same, and therefore that can't be a simon for the meat that you found. Gemara says, "V'tevi chaticha gufa simen." Let the way the meat was cut be a simen. Either o the dafka, it came from the dafka. Rashi says that's the tzavar. Alternatively, he says, Shemati, that's what I heard from my Rebbeim. Mishum Rebbe Yitzchak, Rebbe Nachum, I heard, Shemati, the Dafka means the flanking, the flank. Mishum Shedofek Yeshu Yageya, because it heaves, it pants when a person's very tired. So you could say, well, the piece came from the flank, O the Admo, or it came from the thigh. So it's either the dafka means the different part, the flank, or it means the neck, or the atma, it came from the thigh. So wherever the piece is, so say this was a piece of tenderloin that came from over here, or it came from over there in the body. Why can't that be a simon? After all, the Gemara says, Milo Tanya, we also learned in a Braisa, Motza Chaitichos Dogim, if you find pieces of fish, or Vidog Noshuch, or a fish that had a bite taken out of it, Chai Lachris, then that type of fish has a simon on it. Either the piece of the fish, what type of piece it was, or the fact that it had a bite taken out of it. Is what Rashi says, Zeh Simon Shiloh. And the Chaitichos, he says, Kish, that should be a simon also, that either Me'etzel Rosh, it was a piece near the head, or Omen Azonav, or a piece near the tail. So those are good simon. However, if you just find a barrel of wine, or a barrel of oil, or a barrel of grain, or a grogros, or a barrel of dried figs, or of olives, these aren't unique, and you get to keep them. So what do you see from over here? That the fish, where it's from, the piece of the fish, where it's from, is a good simon. So too, it should have been, the person can say what type of meat it came from, so then that should be good as well. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, because hachamai askin, what's this price of talking about that we said it is a valid simon to have the piece of the fish? It's b'di'ika simona b'paska. It was cut in a certain way. Not that this was a piece of fish near the tail, or this was a piece of fish near the head. No, it was cut in a certain shape. For example, kihod de rabba barafuna, as rabba barafuna would go and send home the meat that he bought in the butcher store, and he would send it home with a guy, he would send it home with a simen, and he would have it cut, mechatech le atlosa karnosa. He cut it into a three-cornered piece of meat, like you have the diagram Rashi, like a triangle. So therefore, that's what it's referring to. But lav dafka, if you can say it was the flank, or it was the neck, that you could say that that's a simen. And I'll show you that this is right, daikonami, because diktani, because the Braisa said, dumya the dog noshuch. It was like the piece of the fish that was bitten into, and that has a certain characteristic shape. It had a bite mark into it. You don't say it was the head or it was the tail. It was the fact that the fish had a bite mark in it. That was unique. So it was cut up like a triangle or some other unique shape. So then that's a simon. But just to say it was the flank or the neck, that's not considered a good simon. Shmamino, that's a good raya. Now, Omar, we quote what we just said in the Braisa. The second part of the Braisa said, Chavi Yosho Yayin, Vishol Shemin, Vishol Tuo, Vishol Grogros, Vishol Zesim, all of these types of barrels of wine, or of oil, or of wheat, or of dried figs, or of olives, all of these are not considered a valid simon. Harei Yosholo. Aye, the Gemara says, but we are going to learn in the Mishnah, Vatnan, in Mishnah and Chav, hey, learn in 2 days. It's going to tell us there that if a person finds kade yayin, barrels of wine, or of a kade shemen, or barrels of oil, chay lachris, he has to go return them. So this braisa seems to be a stira to the Mishnah. So Amar of Zera, Amar Rav, Zera says the name of Rav, no, not a stira. The Mishnah on Daf Chavei, Masnisim Biroshim. The Mishnah on Daf Chavei is talking about where it was sealed in a certain way. That's the way Tosis understands it. Now, Rashi seems to say similar to that, but Tosis says it very clearly. So let's see in the Tosis Biroshim. Shekol Bal Habayis Oser Rishimoso Mishun Mishol Chaveru. Once they open up the barrels, when they're all sealed initially, they're all the same. But as Rashi points out, they would open them up at various times and show them to sellers, and the sellers would take them, and then the sellers would sell some of it and directly open, but some of them they would reseal. So when they resealed them, that's what Tosis is saying over here. Every person resealed it in their own unique way. That'd be simon. So the Braisa is talking about where there was no such simon, and the Mishnah is talking about where there is a simon. Amar Zera, Amar Rav, Masnisin Berashim. The Mishnah on Chaf Hei is talking about where they resealed it in a unique way, and the Braisa is talking about where it wasn't sealed in a unique way. So the Gemara says, it wasn't sealed, Michlal, the Braisa Pasuach, is the Braisa talking about where it's open? So then, Ipa Pasuach, Aved Midasi. So wait a second, open barrels of wine, so they're worthless, because who's going to want to have an open barrel of wine that wasn't watched all the time? As soon as it was a loss, you have to be concerned that maybe a snake put poison into it, or maybe creepy crawly creatures drank from it, it's disgusting. Who would want to drink from that? So it's already Miyayish. So Amar Rav Hashai, no. B'meitzit, no. It was covered. It wasn't sealed, but it was still covered up. So you don't have to worry about the creepy, crawly creatures or a snake getting into it because it was covered up. That's teretz number one. Abaye Amar, teretz number two. You know, I always point out, if it says Abaye Amar, he's not disagreeing with the first teretz. If it says Amar Abaye, it means he's usually disagreeing with the first teretz. So Abaye Amar, he says, no. Afilu teima idividi brashim. No, both of them were resealed. So it's not talking about one was just covered and one was sealed. No, they both were resealed. However, v'lokasha, there's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan in the Mishnah Chav Hey, called them shenitichu ha'otzros. That's when the otzros were not yet open, and therefore it was very unusual for them to have opened it up and then resealed it. So it was just the original seal, and therefore in the Mishnah, when it was very likely to be resealed, so therefore if it was resealed, that would be a valid siman. But in the Braisa, kan li'achar shenitichu ha'otzros. That's when the otzros already opened up, and everybody was opening up their barrels, and then they were resealing them. So therefore, when it was li'acha sheniftuchu otzros, so therefore the seals are essentially identical in that situation and not an effective way to go and differentiate between my seal and your seal. They're all sealed in a similar way, and therefore Abaye says that explains the sira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And I'll show you that this is right. He heard the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba once was a Maisa Shahaya, Ashka Chavisa Dechamer. He found a barrel of wine. Li'acha sheniftuchu otzros, after the otzros had been opened up, and therefore the wine was commonly opened up at this point in time. And now he found it. He didn't know that he had to go and announce it. So also coming to Abaye, he went to Abaye to ask him, do I have to announce it or not? So Amalei, Abaye said, it was after the otzros were opened up, therefore we can't tell the differences between the seals, and zil, shkol, and afshach, you can go keep it for yourself because the original owner has certainly been misyayish from getting it back. Gemara continues with the following question. Rav Bibi asks Rav Nachman the following shaila. Is the place where something is found, is that considered a good simon or not? Malkom heavy simon or lo heavy simon? So we had discussed this already before, but this question was asked to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, Amalei tenisua. We learned this in the following braisa. Motzah chavir shol yayin, v'shol shemen, v'shol tfuah, v'shol grogos, v'shol zeisim. That braisa that we just brought down, Harei El Shol, we said in all of these situations, you are allowed to keep what you found. Now, if place was in fact a good simon, v'so kadaitoch demokom hebi simon, so then you should have to announce it. Lichros makom. You should have to announce the place. And they can then say, they could say what they lost over there, or you announce something that you found, and they would say that the place where it was. But from the fact that you're allowed to go and keep this, obviously, place is not a good simon. So that's what Rav Nachman wanted to answer back to Rav Bibi. But the Gemara says, Lav Dafka. Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid said no, because that Bryce is talking about Hochav Mayaskinon Biraksa Dinara. This Bryce is talking about where the barrels that were found of the oil or the wine or whatever they found, this was on the banks of a river. Vayayin bolu'ir besfina. The boats docked over here, and they took off the cargo from the boat, and they all put it in the same place. Valochnim, the people that purchase it, mafnin hasfina, they take out all the cargo from the boat. Umenicho alsfas anahar. All the cargo from all the boats is over there. And each person takes what they're buying. So somebody may forget it there. But just like you forgot it there, somebody else could have forgotten it over there. And therefore, the place is not a simon. All the cargo is over there in that place. And therefore, Rav Zvid said, you can't use place in that situation as a simon. But in other places where not everybody puts it over there, so then place can be a simon. And Rav Nachman's raya from this price is incorrect. Rav Mari says, my time, Amar Rabbanan, Raksa Dinara, Lo Abisimon. Why did the rabbis, as Rav Zid just said, say that the Raksa Dinara on the riverbank, it's not considered a valid simon, because that's where all the boats disembark, and that's where all the cargo is. The Amrina lay, because the person can say, Kiheke di Isrami Lididach, Isrami Nami Lichavrach. Just like you're claiming that it's over there. See, the next guy could claim that it was over there. So therefore, that is not a good simon. That's version number one of this discussion. Ika di Amre, there's an alternate version of discussion that's similar but a slight difference. According to the second version, Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari said, why? My time, Amar Rabbanan, Malkam Lo Havi Simon. Why did the rabbi say that in this situation, by the Raks of the Nara, is the place not considered Simon? Because the Amrina Lay, we can say to the person who's saying, hey, I lost my stuff in that place, Ki Hechi Disrami Lididoch Hai Malkam. Just like you picked that particular place, so too, Isrami Nami Lichavroch Hai Malkam. Somebody else picked that particular place. So if you're dealing with a very particular place, so then it can't be a simon. Because everybody put it in that particular place. But the implication would be that in another scenario, if you said a very specific place, it would in fact be a valid simon. Okay. Gemara continues and says, Amaisa Shah Yuha Gabra, the Ashkach Kufra, Bei Matzarta, there once was a person that found some kufr. Kufr is translated as pitch. So he found some material in the wine press. Bei Matzarta, a Matzarta is a press. So he found it in the area of the wine press. Now this is not an enclosed area, so the owner of the wine press is not going to acquire this with his courtyard if something is lost over there, because it's not shomer. And we learned previously that only a chotzer that's mishtameris is able to acquire it for the owner of the wine press. So something is lost over there. This person found it, and he wants to know, do I have the right to keep it, or do I have to try to find the original owner? The wine press, again, doesn't acquire it because it's not a chotzer mishtameris. So he went to ask the shayla, also coming to Rav, he went to ask Rav, can I keep this pitch that I found, this kufr that I found, or not? So Amalei Rav tells him, yeah, absolutely, no problem. Zil shkol nafshach. You are allowed to go and keep it for yourself, because the person assumed that Rav was saying this because it doesn't have a siman on it. So Chazi davikom mechasim. Rav saw that the guy wasn't so comfortable. Rashi explains mechasim means loshon lo sachsom. It comes from the language of you're not allowed to go and muzzle your animals when they're plowing in a field, and it means megamgein badavar velibo nokvo. So Rav saw that this person was a little bit hesitant about taking this cooler that Rav had said that he could keep the pitch. So Rav, to reassure him, said, "Amalei, no, I'll show you that I'm really not just giving you a cooler. This is the halacha. Zil plogle lechia berei minei. Go and give my son chia. I'll show you that it's good. But if you want to give some to my son, he'll be happy to take it." In other words, there is nothing wrong with this, and you're allowed to go and take it. Now, the Gemara says, let us suggest, why did Rav say over here that this pitch was allowed to be taken? Maybe it's because Rav holds that the place that he found it in the wine press is not considered a valid siman. So therefore, if a person would say, I lost pitch and it was in the wine press, that would not be a valid siman. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring any riot from here that the makom is not a valid siman. The reason why Rav in this situation said the person is allowed to keep it, because there was another reason, and that is Amar Rabbi Abba Mishum Yeyush Be'alim Noguba. The reason why Rav said that this person is allowed to go and keep the pitch, this kufra, was because he could guarantee that the owner had been misyayish. Why is that? Because the chazo he saw on this pitch, the kardoche bei chilfe, that there were things growing on it. There was moss growing on it. There were weeds growing on it. That doesn't happen overnight. This has been here for a very long time. And a guarantee that the owner was misyayish. If the owner didn't get it back by now, the weeds that are growing, the moss that's growing on it, that takes years or months or whatever long period of time. So Rav could guarantee that the owner was misyayish. Not because place isn't the siman, it's because it didn't come back to him for such a long time. Nobody had found it for such a long time. So he truly was misyayish. But again, we can't bring a raya. What would be Rav's opinion? Is Malcolm a siman or not? No, we can't bring any raya from this story. Then we go quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer v'chulei. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that something called Anpurya is not considered something that you have to go and announce. You're allowed to go and keep it yourself. You don't have to be machris. Now, what does Anpurya mean? My Anpurya. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Kelim Chadoshim. This Anpurya refers to new utensils, that the person didn't get a good look at it. His eyes weren't literally satiated. In other words, he's not that familiar with this. We don't have what we had said. We explained when we did the Mishnah. He doesn't say, ah, this is definitely mine. Even though he can't give a specific siman on it, you can tell when something is yours. And the word Anpurya means ein po raya. It's a nutricone. It's shorthand for ein po raya. There is no raya from this, that this is my utensil. So it's such a new utensil that the person didn't have a familiarity with it to say, this is definitely my utensil, even though he doesn't have a siman on it. If, of course, it has a siman on it, so then he can give the siman. But it doesn't have his name on it. It doesn't have a tag on it that, you know, it says, this is the number on this item that was sold, so it's a unique number. No, he didn't have any siman on it, and it is so new that he wasn't able to have what we call tviyas ayin. Now, what are we talking about that he doesn't have tviyas ayin? Hey, chidami. E is behu siman. If it has a siman on it, so what difference does it make if he has tviyas ayin or not? Kilos of us and ayin, my heavy. What difference does it make? He can't recognize what he says. Yeah, look at the number, the VIN number on it. Look at the special unique symbol there that says it was purchased by me on such and such a day. Look at the tag. So therefore, this is definitely mine. So if it has a siman on it, what difference does it make if he has tviyas ayin on it? He can't recognize it. He just can tell you where the siman is. And either less with siman, if it doesn't have a siman, what difference does it make if he recognizes it? He said, Vos and I in my hobby, it doesn't have a siman. So it's a common thing. How can he say that it's his? So Gemara says, no, that's exactly it. Leolam de Lesbe siman. It doesn't have a siman, but the situation is talking about nafka mina, the halacha lemaisa is over here ladure letzuvi rabbanon, that if a talmud chacham letzuvi rabbanon, an erlicha honest guy who's a talmud chacham says, I recognize that that's my utensil, even though it doesn't have a siman on it. I recognize it, right? I have a wallet. I've had this wallet for many, many years. I probably can't tell you a single thing about it other than the contents of the wallet, but I would be able to recognize that that's my wallet. Somehow, I know if I saw that wallet, even with nothing inside of it, I'd say, yeah, that's my wallet, just from the way it looks. So that's called Tvias Ayin. So if you're a Talmud Chacham, then we give back. That if a Talmud Chacham says, I'm certain that that item is mine, even if he can't give you a simon on it, so then you give it back. So if he says, yes, I recognize that's mine, you give it back to him. You actually go and give it back to him. He is absolutely certain that that's his. However, kilos was an ayin, but if he didn't have the tvias ayin yet, it was too new. So then, lo kim le begavayu v'lo madrina le, then he can't be certain about it because it's too new. Ein po raya. Even the tvias ayin he doesn't have on it, and therefore you don't give it back to him. And that's the halacha lemaisa. And now we discuss who this halacha lemaisa applies to. Who has this right of tvias ayin? Everybody is entitled to go and give a simon. Albeit, in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down from the Shach, where he says that there's a machlokis. If it's just a regular simon, so then a person who's a Rami might not be believed. And the question is, if it's a simon muvhak, so then you can accept it even from a Rami. Or is it only acceptable from an Erlicha person and not a Rami, even if it's a simon muvhak? Okay, in any event, we'll leave that aside for right now. But who has the right of Tvias Ayin? That's certainly only a Tzuvah Mirabonon. And how do you determine this? So the Gemara says, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yehuda said in Shmuel, Bahani Tlos Mili, with these three and only these three things is a tsurva mirabanan allowed to say something that's not 100% true. He can stretch the truth a little bit, say a white lie. What are these three things? Bahani plus mili, avide rabanan de mishanu bimilayu. With these three things, even a Talmud Chacham is allowed to go and stretch the truth a little bit to be mishana in his words. What are these three things? So, bimaseches, Rashi explains, yesh biyotcha maseches ploni. Sedura begirsa olav. If somebody asks you, hey, do you know Bava Metzia cold or not? So the Avlo gav she seduri hilo, even though this guy says, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I know Bava Metzia cold. So yomelo lav. The person should respond, is allowed to respond, no, I don't know it, because umidas anovahi, because this is humbleness. And you shouldn't go brag and say, yeah, I know it cold. Now, Tosus points out, if the guy's asking you a shaila, so then you are allowed to. So it says, that you should know stuff cold. So a person asks you a shayla, you shouldn't have to funk for it. And you shouldn't have to funk for it. Say, I'm not sure. You tell it to him. So therefore, you are allowed to tell it to him. What do you mean that you have to be in on of? So Tosus explains, it depends who's being asked. If somebody's coming to ask the Rav a halacha lemaisa shayla, or asking for a horah, for psak din. So, or he's coming to learn from him. So then, that's not the time to say, no, I don't really know it so well. If you know it, then you're supposed to say, I know it, and here's the answer. Well, the guy's just coming up to you. Well, hacha, we're dealing here, in our case, shebolen asosu miyodea, if you know it or not. So muta l'shanos, in that situation, it's humbleness, and it's appropriate to say, I don't really know it so well. No, I don't know it so well. I haven't learned this well enough. Now, guy could really know above and see a cold. That's not considered a lie that is wrong. That is the first place where Talmud Chacham is allowed to be mishana milayu. He can change it around. Even though, really, technically, he could have answered, yes, I know a cold. But if somebody's just asking you, hey, how many mesechlis do you know? You know Baba Metzia? So you're not supposed to answer, or you're allowed to not answer 100%, yes, I know it cold. That's number one. Number two is the Bifurya. Rashi explains, she meshta mitoscha. Did you have relations with your wife? So if somebody asks you, did you have relations with your wife? Yomer lab. You should say, no, I did not. Because me, that's tisu. It's none of his business. He shouldn't be asking such questions. Tosus, in fact, asks the Diva Maskul Bifurya. He says, who asked such a question to somebody else? So he says, in regilus shishalu kapirush Rashi. Very few people would go and ask a person if she meshta mitoscha or not. So what it's talking about over here is they're asking El im Balkari Hoya, are you a Balkari? Below Ball of Beis Medrash. So the guy was a Balkari and he didn't come to the Beis Medrash. And they ask him, why didn't you come to the Beis Medrash? Were you a Balkari? In other words, you have relations with your wife, and he was holding from Takonis Ezra, which says that you can't go and learn until you went to the mikvah. So he was going to the mikvah and he missed the first Seder. So They asked him, "Nu, were you a Balkari? You had relations with your wife?" So that's what they asked him. So in that situation, he's allowed to say, "No, I wasn't feeling so well." And this way, he's not revealing these private matters. So here also, it's permissible for a Talmud Chacham, the Mishanei Milayu. Now, there's a very beautiful thing coming up on Purim that says that this is one of the definitions, what it means, that Chayiv Inish Lebasume Bepuria, that a person is allowed to go and not tell the full truth if they ask you about Bipuria, if they ask you about did you sleep with your wife. So that's another way to learn the whole idea, Chayiv Inish Lebasume Bipuria. So some suggest that's the real meaning of that famous Gemara in Megillah that says about drinking on Purim. In any event, that's the second thing that the person is allowed to be Mishana B'milayu. And we turn to Chavdal and Amadala for the third thing. If somebody asks you, "Oh, I heard you stayed at so-and-so's house or such-and-such a hotel. Did you have a good time there? Did they give you a lot of food? Did they treat you great?" So somebody asked you about this. So I should say, "Shalu alushpizo im kiblu b'sev reponim yofos." Did they treat you great or not? So the Omar, and he tells, "Oh, they were fantastic to me." So Rashi says, "Lab me the tovi." That's not a good idea. Because everybody hears now, "Oh, this guy, he was so great to be a guest in his house." So all of a sudden, everybody's knocking on his door, say, "Can I stay over for Shabbos? Can I stay by you? Can I stay by you?" Can they shal yikvet suba b'nei adam? She'enam mihuganim. Love Otomid Olav, V'yichlu Esvamono. Because now all of a sudden everybody hears, "Oh, this guy has great lodging, he gives you great food, and he doesn't charge you." So all of a sudden everybody's coming over to him, and they're going to drive him nuts, and they're going to go and eat up all his money. So therefore, if somebody asks you, "How was the lodging in such and such a place?" So you're allowed to go and say it was okay, instead of boasting and saying how fantastic it was. So with these three things, a person is allowed to go and be Mishanami Layu. Now, why are you telling me this? Well, my nafkamina. So I'm a Rezutra. Rezutra tells us, "Oh, this is the nafkamina. Agamarovia. La dure le avedosa bitvius eina." To go and return something to a Talmud Chacham based solely upon tvius ayin. That he says, "I recognize that this is mine," even though he doesn't have a siman on it. Now, if we know that the person is a real Talmud Chacham and he never, ever lies or doesn't tell you the full truth, except in these three things, that the only time you'll ever say something that's not 100% true is in regards to Masechta, Purya, and Ushpiza. So then, when he says, "This is my pot," you can take it to the bank and Madrinale, and you give it back to him. However, the E, Mishane, Bimili, Achrine, but if this guy's not such a Erlich a person in terms of always telling the truth, and at other times he also stretches the truth and says something that's a little bit not true, so then, just by Tvius Ayin, you don't have to go and give it back to him. And Amaisa Shahaya, Mazutra Chasida, he was involved once in adjudicating a case that came up in front of his Ushpiza, the innkeeper that he was staying at. Somebody went, Igniv Le Kaso De Chaspo Me Ushpiza. Somebody went and stole this silver cup from this Ushpiza of Mazutra Chasida. They went to Mazutra Chasida and asked for help. "Can you tell us maybe who possibly stole this cup from the Ushpiza? Ignim le kasa de kasa mi Ushpiza. Who did it?" So Chazya lahu bar beirav, Mazutra Chasida saw that one of the Talmidim, the Moshe Yodei, the Nogiv Beglima de Chavre. He would go and wash his hands and summon the Tila Sidaim off for whatever the purpose. He washed his hands and he dried it on his friend's garment. Nogiv, he dried his hands, Beglima de Chavre. In other words, Mazutra Chasida saw that this guy is not careful with somebody else's property. And therefore, Mazutra said, "Omar, hainu hai, this guy, this Talmud Chacham over here, is not such a real erlich person. Since he wasn't careful about drying his hands and ruining somebody else's garment, Mestama, he's the guy in the yeshiva here that stole this cup from the Ushpiza. Delo ichpatle amamonu dechabri." You can clearly see that he didn't care about his friend's property. He was willing to go and ruin that guy's garment and wipe his hands on it. So what did they do? Kafse. Now, literally, that means they tied him up. But some said that they just forcibly asked them, "No, are you the guy that stole the cup? Are you the guy that stole the cup?" Others say, no, they tied him up. Others say they gave him Malkus. In any event, he ultimately admitted, this Bar Bei Rav, who wasn't such a great Talmud Chacham, he obviously was a Ganav, so he admitted that he stole the cup from the Ushpiza, and this is how Mazutra Chasida was able to figure out who was the one that stole the cup. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.